Hello there friends, welcome to another episode of Mathematics Simplified. Let's learn something more about permutations today. Let's consider some examples to understand this concept in a better way. Suppose we are given a word, daughter. What are the letters? They are D, A, U, G, H, T, E, R. That is, there are 8 distinct letters in this word. If we arrange all of these letters, then the total number of permutations or arrangements is 8P8 or 8 factorial. But if we take a specific case where the 3 vowels in the word are to occur together, then the 3 vowels, that is A, U, E, are to be taken as a single unit. This single unit, along with the other 5 units of consonants, makes 6 units in all, where the arrangements can be made in 6P6 ways. But remember that there are 3 vowels which are all distinct and they can also be permuted or arranged in 3 factorial ways. Hence, the total number of arrangements in this case is 6 factorial multiplied with 3 factorial. That is 4,320. But if we take the case where all the vowels and the consonants occur together, then we take all the vowels as a single unit and all the consonants as another unit, which is another single unit. But again, due to the fact that these vowels and consonants are all distinct, they're all different from each other, then the total number of permutations becomes 2 factorial into 5 factorial into 3 factorial. All this product gives us the number of arrangements as 1,440. Now, if we are asked to find out those arrangements where all the vowels are never together, then we find all the possible arrangements or permutations as in case 1, that is 8 factorial, and subtract from it the permutations of the case 2, where we had taken all vowels occurring together. So the number of arrangements in this case becomes 8 factorial, and we subtract from it the number of arrangements 6 factorial into 3 factorial. So that number comes out as 36,000. Such a huge number of arrangements is possible from a single word which we had taken as daughter. Now, to understand this thing better, you can take up many more such simple problems and try to solve them. Let's see, how many words with or without meaning can be made from the letters of the word Friday? The letters are F-R-I-D-A-Y. Now, if all the letters are used, what happens then? If 4 letters are used at a time, what happens then? If all the letters are used but the first one is a consonant or a vowel, do try to make a simple problem of your own and try to solve it. The more you practice, the more you learn. Keep on learning, my friends. Till the next time.